There have been 407 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander deaths in police custody since the 1987 Royal Commission into Deaths in Custody, an alarming wake-up call to the treatment of an Indigenous population in need. There is a scheme that could help. It's called the Custody Notification Service, a telephone legal advice service for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who've been detained. But the CNS is yet to be rolled out. Cheryl Axelby, co-chair of the National Australian Torres Strait Islander Legal Services, explained to The Wire's Rowan Neagle why this service is still being negotiated.
About 2016, it was when Indigenous Affairs Minister Scullion offered to fund the CNS in all states and territories for 3 years, and since then there's been negotiations with state and territory governments, but we don't know if final agreement has not been reached. So we know that some states have supported it, but majority haven't taken up the offer.
I think Northern Territory was among that, as well as WA, as well as being established in New South Wales. Why haven't the other states sort of fallen in with this?
One of the conditions of funding was for it to be legislated, and that the custody notification service be legislated so that police were mandated to notify the Aboriginal Legal Services when they've actually arrested an Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander person. So we think that that may have played a key role, possibly. But the other, I think, barrier may be that after 3 years, they were then required to continue to fund the CNS programs to the Aboriginal Legal Services. So the ongoing funding commitment may also be a reason why the states haven't picked it up.
There's meant to be some state-level similar sort of organisation efforts going on. What's the difference between the CNS and what the states have been trying to accomplish?
In South Australia, we've got an Aboriginal visitor scheme for when our mob are arrested. And if they're distressed in custody, then they can make contact with an ABS worker who'll go in and talk to them and try and calm them down as much possible. But that was also another recommendation of the Royal Commission recommendations, as well as the CNS. So in the context of the differences, well, the CNS means that we can actually have legal practitioners employed within our services that can provide 24-hour, 7-day-a-week legal advice. And the benefit of that also means that a lot of our lawyers could actually make really good bail applications to try and get our mob out of custody at that point in time. But having a legal practitioner under the CNS context is about trying to keep our people also out of the justice system, because we know that a lot of our mob end up in custody and become distressed and can self-harm. Since 2000, the CNS has been funded in New South Wales. Aboriginal legal services in other states and territories provide some form of after-hour service, but they're not provided by qualified lawyers. You know, our mob are actually dying in custody from treatable medical conditions, but are much more likely than non-Aboriginal people to receive the care that they need, and we know that that's a fact in Aboriginal legal services. You know, the states have an obligation, as far as we are concerned, to ensure that any of our mob that go into the justice system, they have a duty of care to look after our mob and to ensure that any of the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody recommendations are applied. You know, and end of the day, it doesn't matter whether you're incarcerated or not, you still have rights and the government departments still have duty of care to our mob.
Cheryl Axelby, co-chair of the National Australian Torres Strait Islander Legal Service, talking to The Wire's Rowan Neagle.